The best gift you can give yourself this holiday season is the gift of time. Find that gift and all the best gifts through the Amazon link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You'll find time and you'll find money. Amazon prices are often the best prices. You'll save gas because you can shop Amazon at home. It doesn't get any more convenient. And get all your shipping free with the membership with Amazon Prime. There's a button for that on our Amazon page as well, because clicking the Amazon and Prime link on FatGuyRadioShow.com is the best gift you can give this show. Thank you for supporting this and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. We thank you so much for downloading, streaming, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show with all your friends, all your coworkers, and all your neighbors. Look, there's no secret about it. We couldn't do this show without your support. Yes, Fat Guy Radio Show is listener supported. So we just want to start the show off by telling you thank you and thank you and thank you. And now here's an all new show. Now, where the hell did I put that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Simply delicious, Marcus. I keep telling your mom she should take some cooking lessons from you. All she do is cook pork. I'll bet we've eaten everything on the pig, from the rooter to the tooter.
The whole pig, huh?
You didn't marry me for my cooking.
You got that right, baby. That's why we got little Junior over there. Bang, 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 bang.
Ooh, Daddy,
bang,
please.
Bang. Must you embarrass me in front of my friends on every possible occasion? Now, see there? That's your son. Private school got him off to diddy like that.
Yeah, man, chill. It's your father. Mr. Jackson, Angela made this meal. It wasn't me. I can't take credit for it. It was Angela.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Good pick, Junior.
Daddy, I told you that Angela and I are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Just friends, huh?
Yes.
Just friends.
Leave it alone, hon. They told you that 500 times. Just let it go.
Fine. We change the subject. Now, Marcus, I hear a girl the office got your whipped. Why don't you reverse it? Don't be whipped. Whip that. Look. Bang, 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 bang,
ooh,
bang, bang,
Daddy,
bang,
bang, bang, bang. Coming to you live from the BDB Production Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Oh, what things one thing to be taught. There's room for me to be caught, and friends can never be bought. Doesn't matter how long it's been, I know you'll always jump in, cause we don't know how to quit. Let's start a riot tonight.
We can't start the show off with Gavin DeGraw. I want to sing this whole entire song.
Right?
Won't get anything he wants. They like the top 1%.
Oh, Gavin DeGraw. I should have known not to do this to myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Because we got
it.
Yeah!
We are the champions.
What is happening? What is happening? February. What's today? No, today's not February.
Today is November.
Yes.
11th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's November 8th.
Don't scare me like that. Because if it was November 11th, I've missed a big day.
What?
What?
Huh?
What is happening right now, November 8th, 2014, live from Studio G, wishing we were in Washington, D.C., smoking a bowl at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by, we made the official announcement last week, DT. Were here for that. I promise you were here for that.
Was I?
Yes.
I probably wasn't here. I probably was sleeping like Flippy does on the show.
Yeah, he does sleep throughout the show, but that's okay because he needs a little bit of fire.
We are the champions.
I cannot focus. When it comes to the holiday season, what comes with the holiday season on Amazon? Black Friday deals. Are you ready? Are you already looking for Black Friday deals? Black Friday 2014 is right around the corner and will be even more exciting than Black Friday 2013. Find the best early shopper Black Friday deals. You won't want to miss this. Better than last year, Amazon threw the special Black Friday banners. You will find great deals in electronics, video games, clothing, and more. Amazon is also bringing back the deal of the day and lightning deals. This is the biggest time of the year for our show, folks, and our network. We need your help like never before. You're already going to shop Amazon. Now, just add an additional click to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, or skip directly through and just bookmark it. fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the online holiday shopping nucleus at fatguyradioshow.com. Yay! I'm not going to be able to get past this song. How long do we have? We got 30 seconds. Let's just let it roll.
Like some kind of,
I can't. I love that boy.
What was that last part? That
I don't know. Was there something else on there?
It was like
a little steak on the end of that.
It was like, I can't, family can't do it.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze and DT
and Corey Blaze.
No lip today because he has a real job.
Did you cut it off?
Probably so.
No lips.
No. Yeah, I get it. I can't give you a rim shot because, like, when it's me, I'm in the producer. Yep. There we go. Better late than never. I'm in the producer's chair.
Hold on. That deserves something. Let's give him a moment. Hold on.
All right, folks. He's going to find it.
I'm going to get it. Oh, there it is.
The buildup is what makes it funny. You are, again, so you have this chair. Okay, we'll talk about it. We got something more important to do at the top of the show. We have a phone call to make, and you know what happened the last time I tried to make a phone call?
Oh, yeah, you got the old cold shoulder.
I don't think I'm going to get the cold shoulder from this call.
You better not.
If I get the cold shoulder from this call, it is cherry pie on the wall time because this cannot go bad. She will answer the phone. We are going to call my mother, Mama Blaze, because it is Mama Blaze's boyfday.
Boyfday?
It's tomorrow, but I'm calling her on the show today. Now, she doesn't, it's very well documented, hello, listener girl, that I tell my mother not to listen to the show because when she does, she takes everything literally.
Yeah.
And she'll call me up about something, and she'll call me up, and she'll be freaking out. I've made her cry.
Oh, no.
Because she gets upset that, you know, oh, my God, are you really depressed? Like the time that
when I broke the couch. Yeah.
You know, she thought that, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were so sensitive about your weight. I'm like, Mom, I have a show called Fat Guy Radio Show. There's no sensitivity here. I've lost all my sensitivity. I can't feel nothing.
Yeah, your show's not moderately husky guy radio.
Moderately husky guy radio with Corey and DT. So we're going to call old Mama Blaze here. And let's, DT, if you can get us some old dialing music over there.
Oh, let me hold on. Here we go.
Why did I put in a request? Oh, right on top of it there. All right, let's see if we can get old Mama Blaze on the line here. Let's see what can possibly go wrong. All right, let's see here. Let's see. Calling Mama Blaze from the BDB Radio Network. Hopefully she'll be able to hear us.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mama Blaze. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all. You guys should, you know, go on the road.
We should go on the road, but it's kind of hard because we're on radio. We're on the radio, Mom.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you so much.
I wanted to start the show off at the top of the show because it is your birthday tomorrow on Sunday, November 9th. And I wanted the world to know that I am the only 30-something-year-old guy with a 20-something-year-old mother.
You remember. Bless your heart. You're my favorite.
I am. As my niece was screaming in the background, not that we're doing a radio show here. That's just what, and I don't think you've had a chance to meet D-Tay. D-Tay's here on the show. I stole him from the sports show to cover while we're in transition I'm gonna poke her in the eye. We're doing a radio show here, Celeste.
Looking at a book.
Oh, she's reading a book and she's excited. Don't be excited. She shouldn't be excited for me. But you haven't met D-Tay, and D-Tay is here on the show, and he just wanted to say hello.
Hey, how's it going, Mama Blaze? How you doing, Mama Blaze?
Hello.
He's got a real
deep voice. Very deep.
He does. So do you have any plans for your birthday? Jet skiing, skydiving?
No, I have no plans. I'm just grateful for another day, and we're moving on.
Oh, that's really nice. DJ, did you have a question for my mother? You were chomping at the
bit
there.
Yes. Mama Blaze, I have something I want to ask you so bad. Actually, I have two questions.
Oh, boy.
The first question is, how was Corey when he was a kid?
How was Corey when he was what?
When he was younger, how was he as a kid?
How was he as a kid? He was a good kid. He was a very determined child.
Uh-oh.
But he was a good kid, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm put period behind that.
Okay. I have another question.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, Mom.
That's so sweet.
Are you shedding a tear right now?
I am shedding a tear, or I might just be sweating because it's 150 degrees in this studio today.
Okay. Question number two.
Question number two, D-Tay.
Question number two. Did Corey ever like eating vegetables?
Okay, let me ask you. Did you ever like eating vegetables?
Actually, I did. I used to eat my vegetables.
He was the opposite of you did.
Oh, Mom, I thought that was going the opposite way. I thought you were going to go down the defensive way, and you turned around and sided up with him.
I will tell you this. It was a challenge to him to eat vegetables. Yeah, but he did.
Okay. All right. That's enough with you, D-T. How dare you put me on the spot like that? Was he a good kid? And hey, if I see, Mom, what you were doing by not making me eat or allowing me to not eat all those vegetables, I would not have Fat Guy Radio Show. It would be like moderately Fat Guy Radio Show. And we don't want that. So thank you for preparing me for my future.
Okay, I don't know if I should take the credit for that, but okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, Mom, I love you, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And now I'm going to let you get back to your day. And Celeste, my niece that's back there in the background, just having a good old field day. Tell everybody I said hello, and I will see them soon.
Okay, so will I be seeing the check in the mail?
You, as soon as I get my first check, Mom, you'll get yours.
You guys are the best. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mom. I love you, and happy birthday once again.
Thanks, sweetie. I love you all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy birthday.
There she goes. Oh, did he eat his vegetables? How dare you, sir?
I was going to say something else, but I know how sensitive she is about your weight. So I didn't want to rile her up before her birthday.
No, she is. When my mother, I've said it many, many times that my mom is. I don't know how she doesn't age.
Yeah, she sounds beautiful.
She does not age.
She has a beautiful voice.
She's very little, and she dealt with me. And I was a good kid. How dare you, sir?
I don't know. Like, I see how you act now, and I'm wondering, like, did he always have that attitude? Did he always have that sense of entitlement?
What attitude is that?
That sense of entitlement that you, like, I'm Corey Blaze.
Hold on. You have the sound pad in front of you.
Oh, I'm Corey Blaze. My voice is really harsh, but it's okay because of Pinky, 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 Pinky.
No, guys.
I'm going to hit the high
note. There is nothing else going to be funnier than that on the show because you have no voice anymore. And for those watching us on the stream of you, I'm telling you this, folks. There is two shows that happen. We're not just a radio show. There is a radio show and a live stream show going on at the same time.
Yeah.
If you're not watching the live stream, you're missing out on half the show. We do the radio portion and we do it pretty well. But you're missing a whole nother element to the show with just stuff that goes on. Like right now, I'm in the producer chair with the redheaded stepchild chair sitting behind me, also known as the former intern, the intern station. And D-Tay is sitting across from me. He is far away from arm's length, which normally he's right next to me.
Yeah.
He's across the console in the big guy's chair. Sitting in the big guy. I don't know what that is.
Did Russia just fly overhead?
I don't know what that is. There's some straight. You know what? I listen to y'all full court, not the sidebar, but to sidebar. I listen to you Full Court Press Radio, and sometimes it seems like the people that leave this business office complex or whatever sounds like the guy drives like the biggest, loudest monster engine on the planet. I'm listening to your show. You guys are in there spitballing, bebopping, and scatting, and then off in the background, you hear.
It sounds like a rocket just took off or something.
I'm like, what the hell is that? But I digress back, too. So D-Tay's across from me in the Big Daddy's chair, and he has the sound pad because that's the staple when Philippius isn't here.
Yep.
And I'm not starting the show off with talking about Philippius. Since it's the Corey and D-Tay show, I want to get into the fact that you think I'm entitled. So that's probably why you don't want to watch Phoenix Suns games with me anymore.
No, that's not the reason why I don't want to watch Phoenix Suns
games
with you.
No, you don't want to watch Phoenix Suns games with me anymore. We, after last week's show, let me set it up for everybody. After last week's show, we go back to old Casa La Blaze. I was like, hey, boys, what are you doing? Nothing? Okay, let's go back, yam bags in hand, and let's sit on my couch and let's watch the basketball game, the Phoenix Suns basketball game. NBA season back, baby.
Yes, it is.
So we get back to my house. First, we have a 25-minute argument about what pizza place we were going to call.
Yes, that was like the best argument because it was like prices, toppings, flavors, who has the best crust.
Philippius was with us at the time as well.
Yeah, do that place deliver? Or do we got to go pick it up?
Right.
Do you want to drive? Let's just have them bring it here. I don't have cash. Can you just spot me?
Yeah.
I still owe him.
I still owe him too, but he ain't here to get it, so screw him. You can cram it.
I actually have his cash too.
Oh, but yet you still made me buy food on the way in here. Okay, I understand, but I digress again.
You offered.
I did not offer. I looked over at you daringly in your eye, and I said, hey, are you going to get anything?
And I said,
I did not say, hey, do you want anything?
And I said, no. And I said, oh, yeah, can you get me a Oreo shake? And you got me one.
Right. I got you an Oreo shake. What did I do? I sat in the car and I started shaking.
You did. You shook.
I have the Oreo shake.
I felt like I was having shake and bake.
And I helped. The show was heard in 79 countries. It's so stupid.
I felt like Will Ferrell when we were Ricky Bobby.
And that was probably about, an hour ago that we were at the drive-thru? I haven't stopped shaking yet.
No. And you know what? I'm loving every second of it.
Are you too far away to be that fine as hell today, boy?
What can I say?
I understand.
Sexy travels.
So we have the 45-minute argument over pizza. I wanted Howie's. D-Tay wanted pizza.
Yes. I didn't care.
You didn't have a dog in the fight. And then Philippius throws out, who came up with the Papa John's?
Philippius, because the Suns had won two games earlier.
Right. And that's right, because we saw the game on my TV, and he saw something that said, put in play Suns or some Suns code, and the Papa John's thing.
50% off.
Right, you get 50% off. So then he tasked me with it. I'm already hosting. Y'all already sprawled out, ass bare, feet up on my couch, and then he tasked me to not only order the pizza, but then to order the pizza to get the half off, you got to register through their app. You got to order through their app. You never talk to anybody in person. I have to use my email address. I had to confirm the email. It was a whole thing.
Let's tell the listeners what your alias is when you order pizza.
No, because then they'll figure it out. Okay. When I order, this is really getting on the inside here. When you order pizza from any pizza place, for those of you that don't know, they trap your number and your name along with your address. I give an alias every time, and I think I use the same alias at all the pizza places. Mm-hmm. So it's always been the same exact alias. So when I call, they have my phone number and my address, but they don't have the right name.
Yeah.
So I always call and give them the name Larry.
Exactly.
Every time.
And I always thought that was hilarious.
So when I call up Pizza Hut, I give them the number, blah, 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 555-1212. They're like, oh, Larry? I'm like, yes. But here's the thing, DT, and I screwed this up one time. We're up on a break. I screwed this up one time. I went to pick up the pizzas from, I think it was Howie's. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, whose name is it under? And I totally forgot what my alias was.
You're like,
so I just started naming random names.
I think it was Bob. Was it Jimbo?
It wasn't Corey.
No. Was it Mohammed?
It wasn't Mohammed either. All right, folks, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze and DT. Gosh, that sounds beautiful. It should be on a plaque or possibly on the bottom of one of those new wedding certificates that you can get now down in downtown Phoenix.
Oh.
It got overturned. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Well, my past came in, you dropped the ball. It didn't change the way I feel.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Mocha Cup, get ready for it over there. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. Halo 6, premium electronic cigarette on the market. Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. DT, I got to tell you about this. I'm holding my Halo 6 in my hand. Let's go back to the live shot here. I'm holding my Halo 6 in my hand. Yep. Let me tell you how superior of a product this is.
Okay.
I washed it in my jeans last week. Found it at the bottom of the washing machine because I went to the new ghetto laundromat that I found since Boomtus is closed. And I looked down at the bottom of it, and there it is. The blue light flashing at me at the bottom of this commercial washer. And I'm like, oh, crap. I just lost one of my batteries to my G6 Emerald Green from Halo 6. Something told me this is a superior product. Corey, go recharge it. I went, recharged it. I'm here to here as a demonstration. Still working, baby.
Nice.
Still working. That's Halo 6 right there, boy.
Right there.
That's Halo 6 through the commercial laundromat, and it still works. And that was a week ago, and it's still working. Your cell phone. Oh, crap. I punched my microphone. I got so excited. I punched my microphone. Your cell phones don't even last that long.
No.
You wash your iPhone 6 Plus X. That bitch ain't gonna last long. Halo 6, I'm saying it right now, DT. Halo 6, it outlasts your Apple iPhones.
Halo 6, it outlasts your Apple iPhone.
Yeah. Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. I couldn't wait to get back here to the studio to talk about that.
That is legit. That is great engineering right there.
You read about that. American made, baby. Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos. Hold on, I think I got a song for that.
You have a Los Estados Unidos song?
No,
you don't, because it's going to take you 20 minutes to get to it.
Nope.
By the time you get to it, it's not going to be funny anymore.
I got it. Here it comes.
All right.
Here it comes. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready?
Los Estados. Halo 6. In America, where we make superior electronic cigarettes, will last through the commercial spin cycle, rinse cycle, soak cycle, also the drench cycle,
and the taco cycle,
and a woman's cycle.
It's gonna help you get through them.
It's gonna help you get through your. That's a Reagan endorsement, man. Get your Halo 6. It helps you through your woman's monthly cycle.
When your sister Uncle Tom comes to visit. Vape.
When it's time, when it's time for you to pack my suitcase, vape.
When Onflo comes into town, just go ahead and vape.
Vape. When Red Bull gives your wings of red, vape. All right, that's enough of that. Halo 6.
Good, because I ran out of the vortex.
I was out, too. Okay, all right. All right, let's see. I'm going to make myself a little more comfortable here. Okay, so we ordered a pizza back at my place, right?
Yes.
And the pizza comes, and it takes 3.5 days to get there. And I can just say that I will not call my father, John, for pizza again. Yes. But I'm stuck with getting the stupid email prompts because Philippius made me sign up and do it online so that we can get a $14 pizza for $7, yet we still ended up spending $14.
It came out to like $20. We got like four pizzas.
I don't know. My figures that I were using because I'm doing it all on my iPhone were too fat to order the pizza.
You see the way my fingers set up? I have a savings and a checking finger, and my savings finger is fatter than my checking finger. So when I hit the savings, it actually goes to checking automatically. So I ordered like 15 pizzas.
That's the way it happened. So the pizzas get there. The game's half over.
And pizza did show up in like the third quarter.
Yeah, about 7 minutes into the third quarter, the pizza, ding dong, and it's the pizza guy. And so pizza gets there. We watch the game, and the Suns lose.
Yes.
The Suns lose. Okay. Yep. So fast forward to Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, I show up here to Studio G for the Full Court Press radio taping to see how horrible of a show that was going to be. And I tell D-Tam, like, hey, you want to watch another Suns game with me? And D-Tam responds as such.
No, I'm never watching another Suns game with you.
Get the drama score up. It's on bed one, second row, and I think it's orange. Get the drama score because I need you to repeat your answer.
It's not on bed one.
It's on bed one. It says drama score.
I'm on bed one, and it didn't say drama score.
All right, but find
it's on bed two. Nope, it's not on bed two either.
It's on bed one.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, it's on bed one.
I'm looking at bed one. I don't see any drama score. I see the only colored ones are, it's not on here.
This is why you can't, okay, I'm going to come over there.
Oh, I found it. It's not orange, it's gray, and it's on bed one, row three.
DK told me no.
Yes, I told you no. I will never watch another Suns game with you.
And why would you never watch another Suns? Listen to this reasoning, folks. Do you know who I is? Do you know who I used to be? I'm that guy from that thing you can't remember.
Yes, you are. And this is why.
Why? Please enlighten us. He went to his conspiracy.
I am a conspiracy theorist. Damn. And I am very superstitious. And when it comes to the Suns games, once the Suns lose a game, whatever I did that game, I cannot repeat. If I do, I will add to their losing streak. So I look back. I cannot eat Father Jonathan's pizza.
Father Jonathan's
pizza. I cannot eat Father Jonathan's pizza.
Right.
I cannot sit on Corey's couch, and I cannot be near Corey.
So you're saying that I was the jinx to the Phoenix Suns losing?
No.
Or was it just the whole setup? Because whole I took setup. It personally.
The whole setup. Maybe if we and you go out to like a sports bar, a sports venue, and watch it, and they win, we can do that. We can try. I'm willing to try that.
But we've watched the basketball on my TV together before, and they won.
Maybe it's the Father Jonathan.
Maybe. I think so.
Maybe we cannot eat Father Jonathan.
We need to stop eating Father Jonathan.
No more Father Jonathan.
That's the jinx. It's not me. Do you know how my heart just broke when I realized that you were never... I walked out of Studio G with... when you, I had my head up when I was in here, mm-hmm. and Ryan saw the pain just start to flood into my eyes.
I apologize.
It was the father. No, I know what it was. It was Philippians.
It was the Mexican.
It was the Mexican jinx.
So now we know no Father Jonathan, no Mexican food, and no Mexicans.
That's just the way God intended it. Me, you, and the Phoenix Suns.
Sounds good to me.
See, that would have been a prompt right there for a sound bit, but that's okay.
I don't know what sound bit you want me to do.
That's all right.
Hold on.
Yeah, there you go. Ding, ding, ding. So it was the Father's John. So we're okay. We can watch the Suns.
Yes, we can. And we can start this all up again.
And this time, that's what I'm talking about. You my male boo.
Give me you that my male boo.
Yeah, it's moving over here. Didn't we have my mom on the show a few minutes ago?
I think so.
That's all right. She's okay with it. What she don't know won't hurt her. Well, switching gears here, even though you got the soundtrack over there, one company that no longer has the number three most hottest album on the planet right now is Spotify.
What? Wait, what's going on here?
Taylor Swift gave Spotify ye old middle finger and pulled all her music off of Spotify.
What?
Exactly. Now, we have a relationship with Spotify. We utilize Spotify sometimes here on the show for some certain bad music. But for the most part, we have a library that we pull our music from, other than when I'm playing all the Gavin DeGraw stuff, which you can find on Spotify. But this news broke earlier this week that Taylor Swift pulled every track. Her latest album, 18, and I think that's what it's called.
No, it's 1989.
I was 1,971 years off, but I was there. So 1986 is Taylor Swift's new album. No?
89.
1999 is Taylor Swift's
close
new
enough
album. Thank you very much. Pulled off of Spotify. Now, Spotify is the one service that has gotten it right to play free music. But the reports say that she wasn't making enough money off of Spotify. So she pulled all her Spotify. I can't tell you how I've used it myself. Mm-hmm. Found music on Spotify, sometimes at random. And then I've gone to the Amazon music store and purchased it so I can load it up on my iPhone so I can listen to it in the car,
yeah,
or something like that. So Spotify has led to me buying music, but Taylor Swift has the third most sellingest album, the whole album, 1989. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Nah!
You got it.
Thank you.
Hold on. That deserves something.
Here we go. Thank you very much. 1989 has set a record.
Yes.
It's the third most selling album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this recognition, all of these props are all outside of Spotify's gate. They are feeling the financial pinch from this happening. It is unprecedented of an artist as big as Taylor Swift to pull her music off of Spotify.
Now, did she say why she pulled it out?
The only reports that I found was that it was because she wasn't making enough money. And I mean, you have to realize with the digital age that we live in now,
mm-hmm.
you and I survive on, well, barely. We live on the digital age. We're part of the digital age. Our shows, both of our shows, Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio, exist digitally.
Yes.
There is no tangible show. You know, you can't go out and buy a CD of what we're doing.
No.
You know, we go out and we do live shows at times, and that's a little bit more of a tangible product. But for the most part, we live and thrive in the digital age. These musical artists, the way that they used to make money was CD sales, album sales, or live touring.
Okay.
They would make their money off of tangible product moves. They knew that if they sold the CD for $10 $2 were going to go to the store. $2 were going to go to the record company. The rest of the money was going to come back to them. That's the way that it is. There's no such thing as a $10 CD anymore.
No.
It's all $1.29 or 99 cent musical downloads. And how much money can you think that they're making off of 99 cents?
17 cents.
Probably so. So that was a little over exaggerated, wasn't it? So with Spotify, there is you pay a monthly subscription to not have the commercials and stuff like that, and to have it on your phone and to have it on multiple devices. But for the most part, you can go to Spotify and you can not download, but just play music and enjoy music. If you like to have the commercials in, it's fine. You're going to get the commercials and the advertisement. That's just the way that it works. But the people that pay for the premium service like I do, I don't want the commercials in there. So a little bit of that money is going to Taylor Swift. I guess Taylor Swift is feeling that that's not good enough for her. And speaking of the fact that she had the number three most selling album of the year,
she
kind of got the balls to do it, right?
Yeah. She's like, oh, they're like, you have fun without making money without us.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, don't worry. I will.
and it's the Shake It Off song, right?
Yeah.
You gotta shake it off.
Because players gonna play.
And she ain't got no booty. What's wrong? Where is her butt?
She's shaking off the hair.
She needs to eat a sandwich.
She's shaking hair off.
She can sing her ass off, but Taylor Swift.
No, she sung her ass off.
She literally did. She needs to eat a sandwich.
You know who's hot, though?
Who?
Ariana Grande.
I have not given the old googly eye to Ariana Grande yet. You know what? I'd give her the googly eye if maybe she walked down the streets of New York for 10 hours. Then I'd give her the old googly eye.
You and every other guy that's in New York.
So that
would be harassment, so you got to be careful.
Clearly. Transitioning here again because I'm a radio professional. Did you see how I did that?
What?
I know, right? So I had the whole 6-minute rant about the 10-hour... what is her name? Shoshana B. Roberts thing.
Shoshana fake harassment.
Yeah. And the whole harassment thing. And when we put videos up on YouTube, we're lucky if they get 50 views in 3 years.
Yeah.
This video, when I looked it up yesterday or earlier today, had almost 600 views in under 3 days. So we posted it up on Tuesday, I believe. We took the clip from the show, edited it down to kind of condense it. Because I think all in all, it was like an 11-minute rant.
Yeah.
And it's got almost 600 views on YouTube.
Wow.
I've received one email from a lady just ripping me up and down, talking about I'm insensitive to women. I have... I should be ashamed of myself. Women have struggled in the workplace. Yes, there are women CEOs, and yes, there are women business owners, but they're never going to be as successful as men CEOs and men business owners because they're women, and I should take another look. And then she started quoting all of these articles and stuff from the 60s and the 50s.
She's single, isn't she?
She most likely is single and probably weighs a metric ton and has 5 cats. I can only imagine what this woman looks like. I understand your point, but she also kind of made my point.
Yeah.
She kind of made my point for me. So it was just one big, huge outlash from the video, but the video online or the clip from the show is getting a little bit of traction because we've never posted anything that has picked up this fast.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. I thought I was going to get lit up.
But you didn't.
Nope.
Because people actually agree with you.
That's true. I did get a lot of people saying, yes, finally, someone said it. Wow. And other people that had posted the same thing, the same reaction type videos on YouTube, were linking to my video because they echoed the same thing, but you know, nobody was saying it. No, none of the big press is saying it, you know, but it was all overshadowed because like we are, we're dumb Americans.
Yeah.
It was all overshadowed by the Republicans taking over in the primaries that were this past Tuesday. I guess we're a Republican country now. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Because now the Senate and the Congress all in whole, which is Senate and House of Representatives, are both ran majority
But
the majority.
Majority?
The majority.
The Dan Marley.
The Mandalorian.
The Dan Marley.
The Marley.
The Marley of the
Republican.
It's all Republican.
It's Republican.
I can tell you this,
but
right.
I do.
Please.
Now that we have a Republican Senate, yeah, and House of Representatives, I can ask you one thing.
Please.
Have you heard about Ebola?
No. We ain't heard about Ebola. The Kardashians ain't done nothing. I'm telling you this. We got all Republicans in the Senate and in the House now. I guarantee you this. We still ain't going to get nothing done.
Of course not, because they're going to fight with Obama, who's Democrat, and he going to fight with anything they want to do because they're Republicans.
Right. It's like, we'll cover a little bit. We gotta take a little break. Do you have the full? Can you pull up the full court press radio bit? Full court press radio commercials there.
Yeah, I got it.
We're gonna play that. All right, folks, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this. I get it if you need it.
Are you a crazy sports fanatic? Have you ever owned season tickets? Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's odor?
Whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Tell that I'm on the board.
Yeah, because it came straight back in, like seamless transitions.
I know, but it's all Gavin DeGraw as well.
Yeah, that if it was flipped, this is what it would have came back to. Can you tell I'm getting better at this sound bed?
You are. You found the crickets, which is pretty much what we get here on this show anyway. All right, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by STDCheck.com. And I don't have the script up because I'm looking at the Gavin DeGraw song. All right, where's the script? STDCheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDCheck.com? STDCheck is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable. STD lab testing, 100% confidential. STD testing, 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved. Same day testing also available, and they offer over 4,000 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health serious. Get tested. If you don't know, find out stdcheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STD Check. Don't wait. The life you save may very well be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status. Get tested today at fatguyradioshow.com/STD Check. I love Gavin DeGraw. We haven't talked about Gavin DeGraw in a while, but I know I got some other things that I want to get to. Did you vote this past Tuesday?
No, I did not.
Neither did I.
I think we did not vote for two different reasons.
Why? Because we wanted Republicans to take over?
No, I didn't vote because I was physically in like pain.
Ah.
Throughout the whole day.
Ooh.
By the time, like, I pulled something in my back Monday at work, at my numbers job. Because I work with kids, and like they just hop on my back, and they're like, oh, ride them like a pony, ride them like a pony.
Ride them like, and I'm going to ride it.
No.
Okay. My pony song?
No. Okay. No Genuine over
no
here.
No Genuine pony song?
All right. But no, I literally tweaked something in my back so bad that when I woke up in the morning on Tuesday, like I was hunched over. I looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
So you didn't vote?
No, because I spent my day trying to find somebody to walk on my back like how Wheezy Oi did to George Jefferson.
I also didn't vote either because it's the primaries and I'm a registered independent.
Oh, okay.
So I don't get to vote during the primary elections.
Oh.
I think there's a way around that, but I didn't. But I know Washington, D.C. came out and represented.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Washington, D.C., if you've been living under a rock for the last 3 days, understand the fact that they legalized marijuana.
What?
They legalized Mary Jane.
So you're telling me that the nation's capital has Congress getting high?
Congress need to get high.
It should be.
Congress needs to get high. I'm telling you, Congress needs to get high.
Let Congress get high, pass a spliff over to Obama, you know?
Yeah, you need to send in Slick Willie. You need to send in old Bill Clinton there.
Oh, yeah, remember, because he always puffed, but he never inhaled.
He definitely knows how to get people to suck on things. So you want to get... Congress, screw trying to get them politically. Screw trying to get the Republicans to play with the Democrats. Just get them all high. Get out there on that East Lawn and just puff, puff, pass till everybody is friends.
I mean, you know, it's just like Ben Franklin said, you know, smoke, roll that stuff, light that stuff, pass that stuff.
Pass it. That's what we need to do in Washington. But you can now because it's legal in Washington. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Even though it's legal in Washington, Arizona also passed it as well. Colorado did it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all state. These are all state laws.
Yeah.
When it's going to be more effective is when the federales get behind it, which they won't.
Wait, Mexico's going to come over?
No, not Mexico. Mexico's where we get it from.
Oh, yeah.
The federal government needs to get behind the legalization of marijuana. That's when it will become really, really legal. Because even though the states allow you to carry a certain amount and grow certain many plants, federal agents can still come in and arrest you for it.
Mm.
They can still come in and put you in federal prison or put you through the federal judicial system because the federal laws overrun the state laws. So even though these states have passed all of these bills or these laws to legalize it, it's really not legal in the eyes of the feds.
Wow.
Which is where it needs to be legalized. This illegal pot thing to me is so stupid. It really is stupid. Honestly, it's a plant. It's an absolute plant. It's no different, in my opinion. This is my opinion.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's no different than cilantro, lettuce, or asparagus. It all grows out the ground.
I'm just saying.
We all ingest it.
I'm just saying. I don't start tripping balls on cilantro.
Hey, you can if you eat enough of it.
I don't start seeing little pink rabbits when I'm eating my lettuce tacos.
Yeah, but you also don't have to combine 50 different explosive probable chemicals together to make a little white little rock or a white powder. You don't have to do that either. You do nothing but a little sun, a little water, and some pruning. That's all that it is. It's no, to me, cannabis is no different than tobacco.
Pre-cigarette tobacco. Yeah, because once it goes in the cigarette, that's been
once they add
formaldehyde,
tar,
carcinogens,
all of that stuff,
all the stuff that you won't get when you start smoking your e-vapors from Halo Cigs.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up, let me see if I can get.
I'm hitting my Halo Cig right now. Come on, thank you very much.
It's on bed. 1 in 3.
Thank you. Of course
it is. It's not on bed 2.
I never said it was on bed 2.
I know, but it was on another bed. And I thought it was on the other bed where it was on, but it wasn't on. It's on bed 1 in 3. And I was on bed 2.
There you go. This state thing, it's great. Congratulations, Colorado. All the other states that have passed laws to legalize it. But the state passing of these laws to legalize it is for the birds. The feds need to take a look at the bankroll of Colorado. Look at what Colorado is bankrolling on the fact that they are selling this stuff. They're selling the pot. They Colorado went from a negative budget to a surplus in under a year. And I believe it's to the tune of $5 million. Just sitting there, $5 million off the taxable sales of marijuana. And what's the most that can happen with marijuana? Of course, you know, all the fat yentas with the swollen ankles claim, it's the gateway drug. If we sell it legally like we do, it's good.
Well, the same thing was about alcohol.
Exactly.
Local prohibition did.
Exactly. You don't see nobody, and I've said it before, nobody on pot goes and commits a felony or kills someone, gets behind the wheel of their car and wrecks into another building because they can't see, or kills someone because they can't. No, no, no. When you smoke pot, you want to sit the hell down, watch a Phoenix Suns game, and order a lot of Father John's pizza, and then show up 3 days later. That's what you want to do. Or you get in the car with 50 other of your other friends. No one's saying anything because you're all toked out of your mind. But the only thing that comes out of your mouth is, yes, I like to have 50 99-cent tacos from Jack in the Box. That's all you want to do when you're high.
Yeah.
The feds need to get behind this. They need to make it a federal law, making it not illegal on the federal landscape. Then, and only then, will we be somewhere. But all these states passing these laws are still good, but your ass can still get hemmed up if you have pot in your possession.
Yep.
And I got some on me right now.
What?
I got to pay my bet to the Jack of the Box. All right, folks. We'll be back. That's it. That's all for this segment. Gosh, show is flying by. Have we covered anything?
We covered everything except for something new. I'll talk about when we come back.
All right, we'll be back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
We could get it going like 1, 2, freeze. Put up your hands and surrender to me. I know I'm easy to read, and it's all because of you. I don't care where we sleep.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. I don't think I have the imaging for Stitcher Radio. I don't. All right, you got to look at me read this while I read it. Stitcher Radio, free to download, available for your iOS, Androids, and any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is available in some of the latest cars as well. Get it, sign up, and in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that is sweeping the nation. It is What the Hell Is Corey Tweeting with D-Tay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, since I didn't get to my What the Hell Is Corey Tweeting last week,
my fault,
we're going to have two this week.
Ooh.
All right, let's see what's coming down from the office.
That's my favorite part.
All right.
Yes.
So, this was three days ago last week. So
last week.
8 days ago. The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze.
That's me.
Tweeted out, my new neighbors are embarrassing. Every time he starts his truck that's parked in his yard, I hear a sin-sinta. Pound, there goes the neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, Sin-Sinta is a Sin-Sinta. I'm sorry, Sin-Sinta is spelled out C-E-N-S-E-N-E-T-A. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
It was the word intended was Kinsieta.
Quinceañera.
Because every time he gets into his big cartoon size OJ truck, it's the OJ Bronco.
Oh, they stopped making those.
Yeah, they should have. So it's the OJ Bronco, and he starts it up, and it's got the pipes, or it's missing a catalytic converter, and it's loud. But then don't worry about the loudness of the catalytic converter, because pretty soon you're just going to hear. And then it's just, and then it's just like it's a freaking party. And then all of a sudden I have an uncontrollable desire to drink Coronas and dance around a hat. And it's parked in his neighborhood. Now, I understand I don't have an HOA. I don't have an HOA, you know what I'm saying? I don't have an HOA. But it don't make no sense from the park. And then here's the thing. This is why it doesn't make any sense. He parks in the yard, right?
Doesn't he have a driveway?
He has a driveway and a two-car garage, just like I do. But that son of a bitch ain't got nothing in this garage. There ain't nothing in there but a wheelbarrow and an old leftover Corona bottle. There ain't nothing in there. Ain't no reason for him to be parking that big-ass truck in that front yard. Move that big-ass truck out of the way where you find yourself getting messed up around here.
My question is, how do you know it's just one Corona bottle? He said, ain't nothing in that garage but an old wheelbarrow and a leftover Corona bottle.
That's all that it is. It don't make no sense. It doesn't make any sense. It also messes my psyche up when I see people that have two car garages parking outside their garage. There's no reason. It's a car garage. That's where the car is supposed to go. If you want to park outside your garage, you should have bought a house with a carport.
Right.
Pull your car in the garage. It don't make no sense. So the guy that lives across the street from me, directly across the street from me, because it's a rental property, pulls up that big old Bronco and puts it right there in that parking spot when he's got a perfectly good driveway and a perfectly good garage, and the son of a bitch won't use it.
Oh, man.
That's what I was tweeting.
Okay. Well, I have another question.
It's 2 for 2 Tuesday. What the hell is Corey tweeting?
Oh, this just came in.
Oh, it's just in again. All right.
What today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What is he tweeting?
This was 2 days ago last week. So I guess it's 7 days ago today. The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out 7 days ago.
That's me.
I work my arse off. One thing baseball season does, it makes me slow down and enjoy a night with pizza and beer. Pound. Go Suns. Corey. Now, I know that you're not the Full Court Press radio guy on this show. I know that, you know, me and Ryan Scott, we got that whole Full Court Press radio thing.com.
Yeah, that old
you know,
sports thing.
Going down.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there it is.
All right. But that one was loud enough. Come on, Flip. Don't scam out.
I'm sorry.
The
I brought the level down. There we
okay,
go.
Okay, there we go. 7 days ago.
7 days ago.
Was actually 3 days after the World Series had just ended.
Yes, you sexy son of a monkey. Go ahead.
The San Francisco Giants have won the World Series against the Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. Baseball season's over. And seeing as there's one said jersey hanging up in the studio, there's a Phoenix Suns clock hanging up with basketballs painted on it. There is a Phoenix Suns style. The old Phoenix Suns logo was actually a Phoenix bird surrounding a basketball. Uh-huh. I just have a question.
Yes, what is your question?
How does baseball season make you slow down when you're going for the Suns? They don't even play baseball.
Okay, now, finger on that button over there because we're at the end of the show. Here's the thing. I had pizza, not from Father John's.
Okay.
And I had some drinks.
Okay.
My fat fingers must have, I know what it was. I was auto-corrected. I was auto-corrected. I meant to talk.
You were what?
Auto-corrected. Auto-corrected.
I got it. I thought that was the perfect time for a drama score, and I found it really quick.
You find this helpful. You as fine as hell. The look on your face was so, there was such unbridled joy.
Because I got it in time.
That was such unbridled joy. I think when it's just me and you doing the show, the funniest bit is trying to see if you can get to the sound man.
I know.
That was such, the look on your face was like when the kid had wished all week for a Buzz Lightyear doll, all year for a Buzz Lightyear doll, and that Christmas morning came, and Buzz Lightyear was under the Christmas tree. That's the look you had on your face. But I can tell you why that tweet went the way that it went. Finger ready.
Yes.
I was auto-corrected, and I'm in radio. I'm not an English teacher. get out of here. You really are proud of yourself, Martin.
I think I did pretty good this time. The first time was like a complete train wreck when it was me. Because the first time I did it was me, you, and Ryan.
Yeah, this one was a train wreck as well. This is
not as bad as it.
It was a small, it was a four-car train wreck.
Exactly. The last one was like a seven-ton. It was pretty much like 14 Honey Boo Boo Mamas.
Oh, Honey Boo Boo Bitch.
Honey Boo Boo Bitch.
Speaking of Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and plug this out now. It's not confirmed. However, but next week, next Fat Guy Radio Show week, it's going to be the Clash of the Shows 2014 with special guests. Big Brother Hutch.
What?
Big Brother Hutch, who has guested on Full Court Press Radio several times. I've met him on the Tuesdays where you guys record your show.
Yeah.
The funniest half of Ryan. It's Ryan's older brother. Now, Ryan's funny, but Big Bro Hutch makes me pee my pants. The dude is so quick. I was supposed to take the day off. I'm just going to come in and just watch him do the show. I'm so excited to get him from out from behind the sports. I'm so excited to, to get him out from behind the sports topic to allow him to just flow. So look for that next week, folks. It's the Clash of the Shows, Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio, all together in unharmony, harmonious harmony.
I can't even repeat it either
because I don't know what was what I said. All right, today's show was brought to you by
Amazon Lala.
Oh.
I know, right? A little funk on the end of that, didn't I? That's only because I'm trying to get to the script here. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Black Friday Deals. Better than 2013. Don't miss the return of the deal of the day. Unbeatable specials and more. Click through the Amazon Black Friday Deals banner on Fat Guy Radio Show, our website, and we thank you. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show into 2015 with your support. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. And subscribe on iTunes and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
For Philippius in absentia, we were supposed to call him, but I decided not to. And DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people. Fat people already know that, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Eat your vegetables.
Yeah. What?
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
One, yeah, we need to buy it though.